我一开始出来的时候就种了5亩地的草莓，然后现在就是总面积大概在80多亩。
2017年我们整个产量就10000来斤，那么我们今年的产量大概在20多万斤，预计今年的销售额的在400多万。
But to make that impressive growth come true was anything but an easy task, especially for a 36-year-old Shen Chen, who started growing fruit back in his hometown in Shanghai's Jinshan district in 2009, right after getting his bachelor's degree in computer science. That may seem to have no connection to agriculture, but seeing the tough competition in the digital fields, Shen took a brave step. That turned out to root the seed of his dreams,And it's turned out to be very much the right pick.
2009年毕业以后就是做那个三只一斧，大概做了是两年。我是在那个一个我们的葡萄合作社，然后也是看到了农民那些老板挣到钱了，然后对这个农业上面也感觉有点，自己也有点兴趣。然后在2011年的时候，自己是成立了合作社，然后当时是决定种草莓。前几年刚做的时候没钱，工人叫不到，都是自己干的。大概是在2014-2015年的时候稍微情况改善了，后来就是销路那块能打开了。
I've been to many strawberry farms before, full of plants growing entirely on the ground, but this one is different, more like a laboratory. Everything is managed in great detail by a smart system which was just installed last year.
引进了这些高科技的设备，那么温控啊、湿度啊、传感啊，还有那个雾化啊，里面的这个棚大概在5亩地左右，至少都接受了一半的农工。如果做得好，其他的草莓种植户也能把这个模式给复制下去。
Part of his success today, he also attributes to realizing he should care about other farmers in his hometown, and that's what triggered him to grow the e-commerce business 4 years ago.
在我们这个农业的圈子里，也碰到了很多志同道合的合作社的农场主，整合我们金山区所有的其他的优质的农产品，然后全部在我们这个电商平台上面销售，一年都在销售我们金山农产品，而不是只单一的销售我们的草莓。
到3月份、4月份，我们那个小番茄、大番茄。
And that's now paying everyone back.
一开始我们光做草莓，也就是我们自己原来的一些客户，然后后来我们就是做那个整个金山的农产品，那等于是葡萄的客户啊、西瓜的客户啊，都能引流到我们这个小程序上面的。买草莓的也有可能去买西瓜了，实际上等于是一个销售的供应链或者生态链，这样大家都共享起来了。我们给农户实际上自付征收，在原来的基础上做了一个加法，然后这个加法大概在20%到30%左右。
没大熊啊，我都还想卖卖你们的草莓。
She expects the peak harvest for his oranges to be reached around 2025.When annual production should reach 400,000 kilograms, 4 times the volume now. So the cooperative sales model has come at just the right time for the 4,000 farmers given special training by the district authority.
合作社现在最大的困难还是销售问题，因为现在种的话，就这些技术啊，他们都已经掌握得非常好了。销售呢，就是还是要以品牌为主。所以你单家独户的做品牌非常难，所以呢，我们就是让他们组织起来，就像我们这个草莓联合体，整个现在运营已经第3年了，前期有的还亏掉的，但是到目前为止他们都信心非常足。
农业上面已经做了将近13年了，那么也是对这个农业上面已经是深耕了，后面就是在电商啊、数字化这块。继续做下去，也是希望能有更多的年轻人来参与到我们这个农业的这个行业上面来。
2022年这个12月中旬到月底这一块的销售额比前面的话要增长了3-4倍。那么我们这个整个疫情过了以后呢，我们期望在23年啊，这个整个的销售形势啊各方面都会好很多。
The Communist Party of China has vowed to comprehensively advance national rejuvenation through a Chinese path to modernization, a central task the party laid out at the 20th CPC National Congress last year. And agriculture has a big part to play in that. What you can see here is a vivid demonstration of rural modernization. The seeds have been planted, and the fruits of China's agriculture modernization are growing quickly.